Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Monday. Let's make it great. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top local stories, UF, reminding folks of the rules on protests. Probably timely. Good idea. Because you've got protests going on all over the country, and some of them are getting out of hand, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
And so from the White House, John Kirby weighed in on the situation.
We absolutely condemn the anti-Semitism language that we've heard of late, and we certainly condemn all the hate speech and the threats of violence out there. These protests, we understand they're important, but they do need to be peaceful.
They do need to be peaceful, yeah. And apparently they're not. And I had a column from a guy who's a professor at Cornell. And he says, yeah, that's because they want intifada. They don't want to, you know, get along, go along. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't respect or appreciate or want Israel to, you know, have their statehood. Well, that's like a non-starter for me.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of people. So they try to make this kind of even back and forth, you know, oh, well, you know, Israel does this and they do that. It's not the same. And of course, it's far more complicated than, you know, we can express in a couple of minutes. But if you know, there's a few honest things you can say. First of all, Israel hadn't occupied Gaza for 7 years. And so what did they do? They were allowed to be self-governed. So they voted in Hamas. Really? That's what they did. Okay, so that's part of it. Now, if everybody just left each other alone, you know, if everybody just put everything down and said, mm-hmm. we're just going to start over, do you think it would be Israel that would attack Gaza?
No.
But some people can't. There's a few kind of, yes, maybe they're overly simplistic, but there's some basic starting points where if you don't understand this foundational stuff, mm-hmm. and the young people clearly don't. No. They clearly don't. They get wrapped up in these things, and they don't have a good foundation to base it upon.
Well, and it's not like the October 7th attack went after, let's say, IDF leadership or government leadership. They went after citizens at a concert, right. For goodness sakes.
They went after the most vulnerable and the most innocent, frankly. In the one of the more hippified, easy to get yes. along with areas yes. of Israel.
Yeah.
You know, they were the, hey, man, Pete. I mean, I'm exaggerating.
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah. Wow, right. Peace, Broham.
And then they get slaughtered with exactly. people coming in on parasails.
Right.
Hey, I mentioned Mitt Romney earlier because his name came up because Kristi Noem has wrote in her book that's coming out in another week that she had to put one of her dogs down. And it was 14 months old. So, of course, any political enemy of hers is going to make her seem like the devil. And it was a tiny little puppy that weighed about 4 pounds. The fact of the matter is, you're on a working ranch. You got a dog that was showing that it was not behaving well, eating chickens and allegedly biting people. So you've got to, you know, you got to take care of business. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, there's a part of me that says, really, is that really the only outcome? And maybe it is the only realistic outcome. You know, look, you're out in South Dakota. I mean, I don't know that there's like a humane society and a shelter on every block and
probably
a bunch of people clamoring
ranches.
For puppies, you know?
No.
So anyway, it's a tough one. But Mitt Romney came up because they go, man, he straps his dog on the car. They give him a hard time. And then you got Obama. He actually ate dog. That was in his book with his dad in Kenya.
And where were the naysayers then? Because it was Obama. But you know, it was. But you know, and he was in his home country and all, so they shouldn't bother him anyway. Just saying, you know, the land, the land from which he comes.
Yeah, somebody asked, you know, how does that taste?
Yeah,
its bark is worse than its bite, but it does have some bite to it. Thank you for Herbalife. Fido.
Good old Obama.
Former President Donald Trump endorsed the Riverton, Utah mayor and senatorial candidate Trent Staggs. Now, why do you think he gave him such a glowing endorsement? Well, I can tell you one reason.
Yeah.
Because he's running to replace Senator Mitt Romney.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
He is there. He's like oil and water.
Oh.
Mitt Romney and Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And I mean... I was fooled by Mitt Romney. I thought he was one of the good ones back in the day.
A lot of folks were.
In a post on Truth Social on Saturday, Trump described Staggs as being 100% MAGA and a highly successful entrepreneur, while slamming Romney as a total loser. Trent Staggs, 100% MAGA. He's running to fill the Mitt Romney, a total loser, seat as the next senator for the great state of Utah. Highly successful entrepreneur. Served brilliantly as mayor of Riverton for the past 6 years. Staggs has served on the city council for 6, mayor for 4. He's operated under a business-oriented approach as mayor, lowered taxes while increasing services for restaurants. He knows how to create jobs, stop inflation, grow the economy, secure the border, Trump said. As your next senator, Trent will help us unleash American energy, support our military vets, protect our always under siege Second Amendment. Trent Staggs has my complete and total endorsement. He will be a great senator and never let you down. Staggs has criticized Romney, a staunch opponent of the former president, on multiple occasions. All right. In an interview with Breitbart he did back in July of 23, Staggs said voters in Utah feel 100% betrayed by Romney's voting record and his failure to spend time in the state. He also labeled Romney as being out of touch with Republican voters after Romney revealed in September 23 that he would not be running for re-election. Staggs responded by saying Utah was ready to have an America first candidate.
There you go.
All right.
Like it.
So, yeah, Romney just, yeah, what a disappointment.
Oh, in every really way, single way.
Yeah, I had high hopes for him.
Yep.
But
isn't it amazing, though? There's a couple of those out there that you really, early on, thought, yeah, they could really do a good job. They got a great perspective. And you looked at Romney, hey, businessman, successful. What a contrast between him and Donald Trump.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So Friday on Fox Business, Cavuto, Coast to Coast, the Deputy Treasury Secretary, Wally Adeyemo, commented on the inflation report and stated that inflation has dropped and they expect it to continue to do so, and that food companies need to pass cost savings to consumers.
Wait a minute. So it's not inflation, it's just the food companies.
Yeah. Yeah, he said, okay. He said Biden helped lower inflation, but food companies are gouging. I'm just one quick thought. I'm not going to break it down entirely, but one quick thought. I just wonder if in any part of the process of getting, say, food to market, any part of the process where, say, cultivating the agriculture itself, I'm thinking that there's probably energy used. Diesel maybe for farm equipment, gas or diesel for transportation to get these things to market. And we know gas was under $2 a gallon under Trump. It's $4 a gallon under Biden. So could that impact the price?
Ooh, you could be onto something here, Bob.
I could be.
You could be.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, really? Man, I will just have to do my homework on that one. But I think that at least could be a possible factor.
Well, and even the processing where a lot of maybe some of the food products then have to, you know, they don't, it's not all vegetables going from farm to market and to us. It's all the other food products, and those plants run on different types of fuel.
No way.
Yeah,
really?
No, yeah, it's not solar, most of them, no.
I thought they were just like open air. And they were smashing corn into cornflakes and stuff, drying them out in the sun.
Yeah, it's the same people that believe in that magic little thing in the wall where, you know, the power comes from. And
I know, isn't it cool?
No, it's a power plant, Bob. It's, it's probably coal.
Oh, you mean the plug is connected to something.
Yeah, it's not magical fairy dust or anything like
that. Darn.
I know.
All right. That's bugging me. I'm going to have to think about that.
Get all that.
Hey, time for you. What's bugging you? It's coming up next, and it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. It is 716. Call in now, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With so much to talk about,
an armed society,
there's a lot that fires you up.
It's a polite society.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. I hope you're having a great Monday. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It is time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So these protesters, so I read a little article or skimmed through it. Now they want amnesty because they're losing, they're going to lose their financial aid. They're not going to be able to graduate. The professors might lose their jobs. And then you have the Green Party, Stein. I can't remember her first name.
Jill Stein.
Yeah, she gets arrested. She gets arrested also at one of these protesters. So you're going to go out there and you're going to act like idiots. And, you know, I don't even know what I'm out here for. I guess I should be better informed. And she asked her friend, I don't know. They just told us to show up.
Well, here's a lesson. Your behavior could have consequences.
No.
Yeah. How do you make it to an Ivy League school and that little basic foundational thing escaped you somehow?
Yeah. By the way, and we've seen it, the best video of that we like of the protesters is the Georgia State Trooper hauling that one guy off.
Picking him up and carrying him like a fireman's carry, literally.
You got to look it up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's go to Kevin. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is why no one's ever asked Dr. Jill Biden if she's ever read banned books to her kids and if biological males have gone into the girls' bathrooms at her schools. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we know the second one is true, and the first one, I don't know, probably not. Yeah, I know how they like to play that game with the we're book banning.
Yeah, right.
So bizarre. Let's go to Big Mike. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Glad to see y'all are still in the foxhole holding down the front line. What bugs me this morning is look at the amount of the youth that are in these colleges that are sitting here having these situations. And to me, the more I see this, the more I know these colleges are doing nothing but teaching these kids this. And these colleges need to be held accountable. I don't think it's just the youth out there that are doing it. I think the colleges are training them to be this way. And who knows, within the next 20 years, our youth, where's their minds going to be? And the more they get this stuff just programmed into their heads in these colleges, the more they're thinking wrong is right and right is wrong. And it worries me when I look at how this youth is right now and where we're headed in the next 20.
Yeah, I mean, a couple things to keep in mind. You know, they represent a percentage, okay? That's part of it. But I totally agree with you. The ideology is usually, you know, rammed down their throats at a lot of schools. That's absolutely true. I think a lot of them will mature and grow out of it. But unfortunately, I think a lot of them will not. And they'll get even more hardcore. So there'll be somewhat of a backlash. There will be accounting for some of this curriculum. But who's got to bring that? The big donors. If the big donors really, open their mouths and close their checkbooks, it will, mark my words, it will have a huge effect. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I watched Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Kirsten Walker's NBC Meet the Press yesterday morning, and she asked him about sending this money to Ukraine, if it's a good idea. And paraphrasing, he said, look at all the good things that have happened in the United States since we started funding and helping them in Ukraine. And he kept on, and I'm waiting for him to say, you know, think about this. You know, this is, he said, and I was waiting for him to say, well, it's a good thing for the passport bros here in the United States that are opting out of dating American women. They can go over to Ukraine now and get some of those women after they've lost 500,000 men in that country.
Yeah, my takeaway from that was he said, "Oh, but this is actually, you know, good for American jobs."
Right, the military.
Was the takeaway, the military-industrial complex, you know, admitting that it exists and that this is good. War is good for Americans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my takeaway. I don't know anything about the women's side of it, but anyway, Rosebud, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is you're talking about Christy Noem shooting a dog. Well, I live out in the country. I'm a country person, live in the woods. I believe part of this is because she's considered a running mate for Trump in the presidential candidate. But and the bleeding hearts, I just call them easy, bleeding hearts and busybodies in this country. It's unacceptable to kill anything. The governors can't sign death warrants. Cops can't pull their guns and defend themselves. Nobody can defend themselves in this country. The only people that are allowed to kill anything are the women killing their babies. That's what's wrong in this country. Whoa. We need a complete 180. You people have a nice day. Keep the faith. God bless America.
Yeah, look, it's not like this story came out, like somebody exposed her. It's an excerpt of her book that she wrote.
True.
So you have to wonder, did she want to get out in front of the story because somebody knew? Or does she really think it has, you know, positive play? I mean, I think with country people, they get it. More farmers get it.
Or is it just cherry picking out of the whole book? That's what people want to talk about.
Well, that's I bet you that's part of it for sure. Yeah. Let's go to... Tony, what's bugging you?
George Stephanopoulos is bugging me. Yesterday he had his little round table where they're trying to say that what Trump is doing with the Stormy Daniels is election interference. And the irony of it is George Stephanopoulos got his career as Bill Clinton's press secretary when he was running for president. And his job was to go out and intimidate people who were reporting on the rapes and the murders and the cocaine use and all the corruption of then-Governor Bill Clinton. And for people who don't believe me, there's a movie called War Room where it actually shows this little weasel threatening reporters' careers if they pursue all the rape allegations. So you have a president who had a consensual relationship. He's trying to cover it up, opposed to a governor who literally was raping people and had little George Stephanopoulos covering up. And it just made me sick.
Because they're two-faced. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's... I mean, it's clear where he's coming from politically, but yet, yeah, he's got a job in the mainstream media. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for participating. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, Sherry Houston's back in talking about Ronald McDonald House and a great event you want to get a head start on because it sells out every year. Stand by. 97.3 The Sky.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
New on the Sky, Glenn Beck, right after the Bob Rose Show.
On North Central Florida's talk leader.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton at noon. The Dana Show at night. New shows and more news now. On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy Monday. Let's make it great. 7:35, time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for tuning in. And a 30-year-old U.S. man arrested in Turks and Caicos last weekend after ammunition was allegedly found in his luggage. This makes him the latest of several Americans in recent months who found themselves in a similar predicament in the British territory.
I was going to say, Bob, you've done this story already.
I think it was Thursday or Friday. A man from Nebraska.
Yeah.
Family guy.
Yes.
He had, what, 3 or 4 rounds of ammo that was, you know, he used the same bag on a hunting trip. And it was, you know, I guess he left it loose in one of the pockets and wasn't aware of it.
Done it. Yeah.
But what are the odds that it's happened this many times? There's a couple of things here. First of all, how come TSA is not catching it when they're leaving America?
Exactly. That's big question.
So
right
that's
there.
A big question. Yeah. And so we'd say the Turks and Caicos, they actually, you know, are better.
Yeah.
Are better at it, are more efficient. And
I think this latest one, he was actually getting back on his cruise ship is where he was going when he got
this
nabbed,
time it was so. A ship. Yep.
But you're right. Man, I'm paranoid when I go to the airport, and I don't do anything wrong. But I'm like, oh, no, what are they going to come up with?
This guy's another, like, family guy. Like a paramedic or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they allegedly found it in his luggage.
Right.
And I'm getting a story from CBS News. Tyler Weinrich, taken into custody after officials allegedly found two rounds in his backpack April 20th as he was about to board a cruise ship. Possessing a gun or ammunition is prohibited in Turks and Caicos, but tourists were previously often able to just pay a fine. In February, however, a court order mandated that even tourists in the process of leaving the country are subject to prison time.
Now, you're leaving the country with ammo. You're not bringing ammo in at this point. You already have. So it's like they're getting you retro for what you did, in a sense. Because you're not going to be a problem for them in the future.
If you've got arms dealers, I clearly see a problem with that. If you've got people bringing guns, I see a problem with that.
Yes.
If you've got people bringing ammunition, and I mean, like, at least a box.
But
isn't even a box. Two or three rounds?
Come on.
But, maybe they've had enough of an issue where they decided to make the penalty stronger.
Yeah.
And I guess word needs to get out because you're in a foreign land.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, American, folks are only going to, you know, help you so much. You're.
Oh, yeah. It's their laws. They're not, and they don't have to give you grace. I mean, they just don't.
The guy is a Virginia EMT and father. He now faces the potential of a mandatory minimum prison sentence. See, I don't know what that means. Potential of a mandatory minimum of up to 12 years.
Wow.
I feel like, as a very honest mistake, that 12 years is absurd, says his wife, of course.
Yeah.
She says her husband had been on the island for less than a day when the arrest occurred. My son's 18-month-old. And I just want to him to grow up, with a dad.
Oh, my goodness.
There are now at least 4 American tourists facing the possibility of lengthy prison sentences for similar charges, including a 72-year-old man, Michael Lee Evans, who was arrested in December, pled guilty to possession of 7 rounds of ammo. He appeared before the court Wednesday, currently on bail in the U.S. for medical reasons. His sentence hearing is in June. A 5th person, Michael Grimm of Indiana, served nearly 6 months in prison after he pleaded guilty to bringing ammo and a checked luggage for vacation. Ryan Watson, 40-year-old father of 2 from Oklahoma, was released from Turks and Caicos jail on $15,000 bond Wednesday. That was who I think I mistakenly said Nebraska. He's from Oklahoma. Following a birthday vacation with his wife. He was arrested when airport security allegedly found 4 rounds of hunting ammo in his carry-on bag earlier. His wife, Valerie Watson, flew home to Oklahoma Tuesday after learning she would not be charged. However, as part of his bond agreement, her husband must remain on the island and check in every Tuesday and Thursday at the Grace Bay Police Station while his case moves forward.
Man.
Wow.
Just for a few rounds.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is. I mean, but if you know some places like Zero Tolerance, and maybe they didn't know. I mean,
well, but again, I'll go back to me being a little paranoid every time I go to the airport. You should be, because they should catch it, yes. But how about you go through your own stuff before you leave the house?
I mean,
when you're packing, go through
it. You have to. If you're a gun owner, you have to. I know I've got some stray rounds in my bags now. Those are all bags that are just, you know, for the guns and for the range and for accessories and stuff. You know what I mean? I don't use them for anything else.
Yeah, and that's the smart way to do it. But I have done that where I had a big duffel, and it was a little larger than what I would usually take to the range. So I put a lot of stuff in it.
Right.
And at some point later, you go to use it for vacation or whatever on a trip, and you find maybe even some shells that, you know, dropped in.
Right.
But yeah, loose round once in a while, not an unusual thing. But boy, before you travel, a little common sense here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, clearly, you know, this is a mistake.
Sure it is.
But, you know, as a country or whatever, they have every right to, you know, have their own laws.
Right.
I mean, we're tough in this country. Look how hard it is to get in.
Yeah.
I caught you by surprise.
Yeah, they're not bringing any drugs in or anything or weapons or, you know, I mean, look. Yeah. How sad is that?
Yeah. Oh, I guess they had a good old time, huh, over the weekend?
Who's that?
They had the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All the lefty media folks and, you know, the lefty politicians and all that slapping each other on the back. President Joe Biden roasted the New York Times after the outlet issued a statement claiming that he was actively and effectively dodging questions from the press. During the beginning of a speech at the Correspondents' Dinner, Biden referenced a statement the New York Times had issued on Thursday in which they accused him of having set a dangerous precedent by avoiding questions, etc. They did. And they said, look, Biden granted far fewer press conferences and sit-down interviews with independent journalists than virtually all of his predecessors. It is true that the Times has sought an on-the-record interview with Biden. It is done as it is done with all the presidents going back more than a century.
Mm.
So, yeah. And then the statement from the New York Times came in response to a report from Politico claiming that the White House and New York Times were feuding. Tensions reportedly began to rise, and I guess there was a little back and forth on that, but I don't actually have the verbiage of exactly what was said. You know, and it's probably a case where you want to see it on video to see if he was reading it, right?
Yeah, because if you read it, the White House will say, inaudible. Yeah.
Yes.
I can't believe they did that. I mean, they are so obvious about things, and they seem to get by with it.
Yep. Yeah. And then, look, you've got these, one of your top stories, all the protests taking place, colleges and universities across the country.
Yep.
And, yeah, there's, of course, problems related to that. One arrest that was alluded to from one of the callers earlier, Green Party presidential candidate Dr. Jill Stein, was arrested with more than 100 others at an anti-Israel protest on the campus of Washington University in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
Stein, along with campaign managers Jason Call and Kelly Merrill Kale, were all arrested at the student-led encampment soon after the candidate recorded a video saying they were going to, quote, stand here in line with the students who are standing up for democracy, human rights, to end genocide. Do they know Israel's a democracy, right? Do they know that or not?
And do they think that by doing something here and causing problems actually, I don't know, really influences the Israelis or Hamas?
No.
Not so much, no.
No.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll get to it, but I think Fetterman said it best.
He is...
we like him a little bit all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you could actually call it what he had. A stroke of genius.
Oh, see what you did there.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Those who know. Oh, it's 7:45. Ooh. It's Monday, but we're making it great on 97.3 The Sky.
Played by Joe Biden.
Weeknights at 6.
Joe Biden's using the tactics of totalitarian bigots. You think our country is safer? You know it's not.
97.3 The Sky.
Seize the day, my friends. It is 7:51. Happy Monday. We're making it great. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Live and loco. Plenty to talk about. John Fetterman, I think Senator Fetterman, this guy is the guy from Pennsylvania. Thought he was kooky as the day is long.
Oh, yeah.
Has a stroke. Turns out it was a stroke of genius. The guy actually is smarter now post-stroke, I think.
It's crazy.
Might have cleared up some, you know, I don't know.
I haven't thought about it that way.
Lack of blood flow.
It's like it actually helped because it's like it destroyed some of those negative things that were in his head. Well, you know, liberalism.
He got rid of the weak brain cells. Yes. Yeah, so it didn't slow the pack down. Senator John Fetterman, a Democrat out of Pennsylvania, as you know, criticized anti-Israel protesters taking part in encampments that have been established on campuses. You've heard plenty about this. He said, and this was his great, I don't believe living in a pup tent for Hamas is really helpful.
I love that line.
Isn't it?
It makes a point.
Great?
Like, what are you really doing?
Christy Noem said, who said pup? And began shooting wildly. Wow. Oh, you see how I did that?
Oh, man.
How did I work that in so quickly?
Tying in the stories, man.
Did somebody say pup? Bam, 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 bam. I'm picking on her a little, mostly tongue-in-cheek. Look, she put it in the book. You know? Why'd you put that in the book? You've got to have some understanding that telling people that you shot a dog because it was hard to train and was eating chickens. That a lot of Americans who are not ranchers, not country folk, whatever, they're going to probably have a difficult time with that. But she put it in the book. It's not like somebody found out, although you wonder, you know, if you're doing some deep op research, if, you know, she became a running mate, let's say, of Trump, you know, that they would try to dig that story up and use it, I'm sure. So she's out ahead of it. Her book comes out next week.
Well, that's smart then to get it done now.
Yeah, well, and... But that is, it is a difficult issue. And remember, it's not going to be me telling the story to the majority of Americans. It's going to be CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, New York Times, you know, things like that. And so I don't think they're going to tell it the same way I am. No. But she said, I can understand why some people are upset about a 20-year-old story of Cricket, one of the working dogs at our ranch, in my upcoming book, No Going Back. The book is filled with many honest stories of my life, good and bad days, challenges, painful decisions, and lessons learned. The fact is, South Dakota law states that dogs who attack and kill livestock can be put down. Given that Cricket had shown aggressive behavior toward people by biting them, I decided what I did. Yeah, she describes in the book that her 14-month-old female dog, and that's the other thing. I'm like, really? I mean, you can't, and maybe you can. I am not the dog whisperer by any means, but 14-month-old female dog, you would hope that, you know, maybe somebody else could take the dog off your hands and have a better time with it. I don't know. And some would say no. If they're aggressive and they're a biter, that could be their nature, and you can't necessarily train them out of it. All right, so she took it to a gravel pit near the farm and shot it, and she even referred to it as it was less than worthless and untrainable and had killed and eaten several chickens. So I think that's a tough one because automatically when you say a 14-month-old puppy, people have a picture in their mind of this cute little hunting dog. And you have to remember... The dog is, if the dog's trouble, the dog's a biter, and you have a working ranch.
Well, it's like Tom said earlier, you just, you deal with it and you move on. You don't have time to just, this is not, you don't have time to play games. Can't risk more injuries to the other animals. You guess you got to move on.
See, if it happened on that TV show with Kevin Costner, if Kevin Costner shot a puppy in the head, right? Everybody go, oh, poor Kevin. Look, I made him cry.
That's because he's Libby.
Yeah, well, and they love the TV show.
That's true, too.
Right?
No, you're
They're
right.
a fan.
Yep.
So, anyway, and I bring it up for several reasons. One, which is you're going to hear, I'm sure, more about it. I mean, but now you know pretty much that's the story. I'm not sure what the purpose behind it was, putting it in the book, if she's trying to have a storyline of, yes, I'm a woman, but look how tough I am. I grew up on a ranch. We had to do things that would be hard for the average person to do, but we had to do them, had to get them done. It was part of the job.
Real world ranch life.
I don't know if it follows that line or not. All I have is the excerpt.
Sure.
So.
Hmm. But it will be talked about, no doubt.
Yep. And the protesting thing, I've been over it for a while.
Yes.
But I'll just give you one quick. Protesters at an anti-Israel encampment in Harvard removed an American flag from University Hall and flew a Palestinian flag in its place.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't appreciate that.
No.
No. It is 7:57. Mm-hmm. On the Bob Rose Show. We're going to have a special guest, Sherry Houston. Great upcoming event to benefit the Ronald McDonald House that you want to know about now because it always sells out. So I'm giving you a heads up on a great event. All right, stay tuned to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need the Sky to cut through the static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.